You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Very lucky us, we have Bella Rafflin joining me in the studio. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So good to have you here. Congratulations on the release of Corduroy Boy.
Thank you.
It's such a great, strong track. I think it's so fun. And I think it's also like, it's a long time coming for you as well, eh? You've been playing the song live for quite a while, so it's good to get it out.
Yeah, I'm stoked. Like, I wrote the song like 3 or 4 years ago with my longtime mentor, Chris Mack, and we wrote it in his bar, and it kind of became like it became its own like beast, like without me even trying to make it anything. And we were just waiting for the right time to release it, and it was now. So there it is.
And here she is.
Here she is.
Can you tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind this song?
Yeah. So Corduroy Boy, the best way to explain it, like, when I was younger, a group of my friends and I created this like vibe or certain type of genre of man called mullet mo, and it was like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, I see the vision.
Exactly. Like, as soon as I say that, you get it.
Yeah.
And so we had playlists that mullet mos would listen to, and we were always trying to look for them at gigs. We were like, where are the mullet mos? And then I was like, that'd be fun to write a song about, but mullet mo as a song title didn't really do it for me. And so I was kind of playing with alternatives, and Corduroy Boy kind of came from that.
100%. And I feel like, to kind of add on to that, this song, like, there's a pretty strong theme of like music taste, particularly with the lyric, like referencing Mac DeMarco, but also in the music video itself, like, you're seen in this room with a bunch of posters. There's Tame Impala, there's the Beatles. Do you tell me a little bit more about that choice? Because do you feel like they're music taste says a lot about a person?
100%. Like, I think for me, the first thing I ask anyone when I meet them is like about their music taste, and not in a like I'm a music snob kind of way, more in just it's really interesting to me what people listen to. And with the Corduroy Boy song music video, like, in the song we reference Mac DeMarco, and that was more of a like subtle dig at the Corduroy Boy, who, I don't know, sometimes they can be a little bit funky with their music tastes, and like I really alti and kind of cultivate this look of like and style, and they only listen to real obscure indie. Mm-hmm. Mac DeMarco isn't really obscure indie, and that's why it's funny, because they think it is. And then with the video, we just wanted to put a bunch of those references in there, like, you know, some of them are legit and some of them are like bands that they go, oh, you know, you've probably never heard of the Beatles, like real
classic.
Obscure.
Yeah.
So that was kind of, it was just kind of a dig at them because it's funny.
No, and it is funny. I was watching and I was like, I want to talk about this because this is making me laugh. Like, I feel like everyone knows someone like that in their life. But this is also the second song you've released as a solo project outside of your work with Coast Arcade. How do you find your solo output differs from the Coast Arcade project? And maybe what are some of the things that you've taken on from working collaboratively into your solo work?
Yeah, like, it's super fun having two projects, because for me, music is just like my whole world, and I want to do it full time, and I have time for two projects. And like, the band is epic because it's me and my three best friends, and so it's all super collaborative. It's all, you're basically just hanging out with your friends, you're going on tour with your friends, you're in the studio with your friends, and that's epic. And then you're also having to factor in kind of three people's opinions, feelings, emotions into like what you're writing, what your plans are, all that sort of thing. Whereas with the solo project, it's like, it's just me. And so I'm having to factor in only myself, which is cool but also terrifying, because then your name is the only one on the song, you know. It's not like it's not faced by four people, so the approach is kind of different, because I'm going like, what do I want to put out as the truest form of myself, rather than what are we doing as Coast Arcade, the entity.
Totally. And this is, you know, as I said, the second song you've released by yourself. How do you feel like, since releasing Overdrive, your sound or approach as a solo project has shifted, or maybe your vision has changed?
Yeah, I think I'm still working it out as it goes, because it's like, I don't have one genre that I feel I sit under. I just have songs. And so Overdrive was an awesome introduction to the world of kind of Bella Rafflin. I don't think it's like the truest form of what my sound is. It's kind of a different umbrella of that. Corduroy Boy is like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's been my song for so many years. It really, it was kind of one of the first songs I wrote that made me believe I could have a solo project and do it successfully. And so any song I've written since then sits under that vibe as well. So, yeah, it's kind of like, that's what Bella Ephlin is to me. And I think future songs will kind of, you'll hear it in, you'll hear Corduroy Boy in them just because it's such a, like, specific sound.
100%. And I wanted to come back to talking about the video. It's featuring Oliver Mills, which it was such a crazy crossover. I was watching it being like, I recognize this guy, but like didn't quite clock it until the very end of the video until I read who was actually involved. But how did that come about and what was it like working with him?
Yeah, it was crazy. So Oliver and I have met like a handful of times at gigs. He's a big supporter of kind of Kiwi music, which is really awesome. And obviously, I've seen him online. We used to live quite close, actually.
He
used to flat kind of near me. And so when it came time to finding the Corduroy Boy, we put out a call and people came back and they weren't really what I was kind of looking for. It's so specific in my head as to what it is. And then Oliver replied to my story and was like, hey, like, I could be keen, like, tell me more. And from there, it was like, perfect.
Yeah.
And the video was great. He's a really awesome dude. He's got mad acting chops.
Like, yeah.
I really expected it to be incredibly awkward, and it wasn't. He was just like, we just got the job done, and then it was like, sick, high five, bestie. Like, yeah, after I'd like been on top of him. Like, it was real weird, but it was fun.
No, yeah, it's so good. It came out so good. And you, of course, you mentioned a little bit earlier your work with Chris Mack, of course. What does that collaborative process kind of look like together? What's it like working with him?
Bickering. No, I'm joking. No, Chris and I have been working together for like 5 or 6 years. He's awesome. He's super creative. His brain is like something else. Like, I don't understand how that man works, but it's okay. I'm quite happy not knowing. But we work really well because we're both kind of so similar in all the things you'd need to be, but also have very different opinions on other things, and that makes for quite a cool process because it's not, I think if you agree with someone all the time, like, that's boring.
Like, it's hard to grow from that.
Totally. Like, we push each other to think outside of the box and to think differently, and we challenge each other's comfort zones, and I think that's what you would want in a collaborator. And Chris is like, he's like a family member now. Like, he's awesome, and he's such a big supporter. This song in particular is like his baby. And so we're so stoked to see it come out and have the response it's kind of had so far.
Oh, it's so cool, and it's so good to have you here. I've got to ask, what's next for you? What are you currently working on as well?
Oh, so much stuff. Just writing loads of cool music. I love creating. I love putting on shows. I love live. So I want to do as much of that as possible. So yeah, just releasing cool music, planning some cool shows, and head down, bum up, working on the big time.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so exciting. Let's have a listen to it. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us. It's been so great. Congratulations on the single. Thank you so much.
Kia ora. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Walking past, have you seen where I last left my head? 'Cause I left it somewhere. I can see in your eyes that you like that you're mine. Can I get drunk off your perfume one more time? I guess that's fine. Believe it or not, who I want to be.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.